Welcome back. You're listening to Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. The month of June starts a lot of things. It starts the end of the school year, which is pretty exciting for most of us. It starts the beginning of summer, which is also really great. In France, we have the Festival of Music, which is on the 21st of June. And the summer also starts festival season, anyway, in Alberta. One other thing that it starts is Gay Pride Month, which is fantastic for many people on the planet. It's a lot of music, it's a lot of arts, it's a lot of expression. But I saw something this week that kind of put me in conflict, let's just say. I saw a gentleman sitting in drag, and he was talking about how he was appropriating the art community or the art culture as a whole, and that he considered it queer. And then he proceeded to say that the arts are a reflection of only the queer mind, and they are owned by this particular genre of people, and only the others are being invited in. Now, I don't agree with that 100%. I think that there are certainly a lot of different alternative viewpoints in the art community, whether it be music or theater or drama or film or writing and so on. But I don't think it's exclusively owned by one particular group. That would be inconsistent if you look from a global perspective, because a lot of our arts come from indigenous traditions. And we can't assume that they fall into one particular category. But on that note, when you're in conflict, the best thing to do, as far as this doctor is concerned, is to learn. So this week, or this hour of music, is going to be dedicated to the idea of learning about this aspect of life. We're starting with the Parachute Club. I picked this band because I really liked the video, and the video was very parade-y. There was a parade, and there was a lot of rise-up movements, and I thought it was very apropos for this movement of Gay Pride. This is a Toronto band from Ontario, and they are famed for releasing 40 hits between 1982 and 1987. This specific song is from their 1983 album of the same name, for which they won a Juno Award, which is truly cool. This is the song Rise Up. We'll be right back. Rise Up, Rise Up by the Parachute Club from 1983. I like that particular song for lots of reasons. First of all, it puts me in a nostalgic state from when I was quite young. And that was a song that was on the radio, and it was a lot of upbeat and very, very 1980s. And what I liked about the 1980s and late 70s is that it was a period of change. I guess every generation has their period of change, but that was my generation of period of change. And lots of things happened specifically relating to the coming out movement. David Bowie, for example, in 1972 said that he came out as gay, even though he spent a lot of his life in heterosexual relationships. Freddie Mercury came out as gay in 1976 as well. It was just a period of change where having alternate lifestyles was becoming a normal thing. It was trying to be normalized, which is very cool. On that same note, let's normalize a little bit of drag. So I don't know if any of you watch RuPaul's Drag Run Race. I don't know if that's the right word for it. But this next singer is a Canadian singer. His name is Paranka. He's a drag queen, a.k.a. Mark Suckinen. And he's a singer and TV personality who won the first ever winner of Canada's Drag Race in 2020. This song is Bitch, I'm Busy from his 2021 album, Taste Test.
This ain't no movie scene, no supersonic dream. This is a fatal attraction. Can't take no holiday, put me on layaway. This ain't no time for distraction. You turn the lights down low, it's time to start the show. And then you kiss me slow, from head to toe. Just cross the line, I bet you're feeling fine. But we've run out. I'm busy, five shows down and it put me in a tizzy. Bitch, get to it, take flight like Mike May, I gotta just do it. Bitch, I'm done, didn't come to make friends, I just came to have fun. Bitch, I'm busy, cause I'm a busy bitch. Your mind, this ain't no love, it's illusion. How can I make it clear what I want down there? So hit it like the ocean. You turn the lights down low, pour me one, let's go. And then you kiss me slow, from head to toe. Just cross that line, I know you're feeling fine. But we've run out of time, now I've got what's mine. Bitch, I'm busy, five shows down and it put me in a tizzy. Bitch, get to it, take flight like Mike May, I gotta just do it. Bitch, I'm done, didn't come to make friends, I just came to have fun. Bitch, I'm busy, cause I'm a busy bitch. I'm famous, bitch, I'm A-list, bitch, I'm all that. You wanna taste it, wanna savor for the callback. Bitch, you nasty and I like it when you smack that. Why don't you get that? Why don't you get that? Bitch, I'm busy.
We turn the lights down low, it's time to end the show. This is the last hello, I have to let you go.
Bitch, I'm busy. Bitch, I'm busy. Five shows down and it put me in a tizzy. Bitch, get to it. Take flight like Mike May, I gotta just do it. Bitch, I'm done. Didn't come to make friends, I just came to have fun. Bitch, I'm busy.
That was Bitch, I'm Busy by Priyanka Paldon, the drag queen from Canada. She's fantastic. I think that he's a really, really, really talented artist. What I like about him is not just his on-stage presence, but his activism and his personality relating to it, because he's relatively humble. I've been to a couple of drag shows before, and I've really been impressed by when a performer actually sings. A lot of the drag queens that I've seen on stage anyway, they like to lip sync, but the ones that really do perform and really do have an essence of what is the song will belt it out, even though their microphone is off. I think it's really cool. The next song on the list is a song kind of inspired by that form, that last song, Busy. It also has the word bitch in it. It's Brand New Bitch. It's from an artist from Oakville, Ontario. Her name is Anne Julie, and she's collaborated with the likes of Nicki Minaj, which is amazing. This alternative pop rock star started on the Canadian music scene in 2007, and this is from her 2011 album, which is called also Brand New Bitch, The Remixes. Enjoy.
Face to the sky, sunglasses.
There's nothing like rejuvenation than new eras, new generations, and new seasons. The next song on the list is by Shawnee Keish. Now, on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, we have heard her several times. We have not, however, heard this song. This song is called Light Me Up from her album, 2021 album, Shawnee Keish. And this two-spirited singer in 2022 was nominated for Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year. Beginning her career doing Shania Twain songs, this Ontario native and Edmonton, Alberta resident has the power of her Mohawk heritage behind her. Her voice is fantastic. I introduce Shawnee Keish and Light Me Up. This song reminds me of the possibility of someone else being your inspiration. When somebody lights you up and they are the fire in your belly, they're the fire in your pants, they are the fire that makes you move and run and grab whatever you need to grab to create your reality. Haley Blaise is the next singer on our list, and she's an alternative singer, indie alternative singer, songwriter from Vancouver, BC, and since 2014 has been recording all of her own music, and get this, from the four walls of her own bedroom. She has a slightly different view of being lit on fire. This next song is called Be Your Own Muse, and it's from her 2020 album Below the Salt, and it speaks to a different kind of tune of where inspiration comes from. This is Haley Blaise and her song Be Your Own Muse.
But I'm just I'm joking around instead.
I personally find that inspiration comes from the things I see on the exterior of my being. I really connect with art that makes me feel emotions. It doesn't mean that they have to be happy emotions. They can also be anger or fear or sadness or joy. It doesn't matter, because art to me is a muse. Art to me is fantastic. And I come from a family of artists, so that says something. We are all artists in our family. There's painters and sculptors and singers and guitar players who became painters and all of that stuff. And I think that artists communicate differently with the world that surrounds them, which might be what this first gentleman I was talking about, who said that the queer culture appropriates all of art, because they too communicate differently with the world. On that note, we have Tegan and Sarah. Now, they're the next singers on this list, and they are identical twins who share almost everything. They share their looks, their musical goals, and their love for women. They are both lesbians. These two indie folk musicians originated from Calgary, Alberta, which is the province next to the song, the singer that we were listening to earlier, Haley Blythe, who comes from Vancouver, BC. And they have frankly, and as far as I'm concerned, aged so well. They're pushing their mid-40s and they look like they're half their age, which goes to show that if you are true to yourself and you release through creation without conflict, you can call off time. This is on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. Their song, Call It Off, from their 2007 album, Con.
I won't regret saying this thing that I'm saying. Is it better than keeping my mouth shut? That goes without saying.
Have you ever been in a situation where you break up with somebody and you see them, I don't know, at the grocery store or on the street, and they're with somebody else, and you think, oh, okay, the adult thing to do or the grown-up thing to do or the accepting thing to do, because I, of course, moved on, is to be happy for them, but you're really not happy. Well, after a call of something like what Tegan and Sarah were singing about, Alex Porat, she spent her youth singing Whitney Houston and Christina Aguilera's songs for a local singing competitions, but did not officially come into her niche for the music scene until her university days, where she was in a Shawn Mendes music video, who showered her with compliments that she so merited and accolades, so much so that she started singing and she took it more seriously. I introduced this indie pop singer's 2020 song, The Paradoxal, Happy For You, from her album of the same name and year.
Alex Peretz, Happy For You, scene one, take one, mark.
I see you killing it all over the internet. I still do the same shit, not that much different. I say I'm happy for you. I say I'm happy for you. You met her a month ago, now you're in Mexico. I'm stalking your pictures while I'm parked out of Texaco. I say I'm happy for you. I say I'm happy for you.
I'm not that happy for you.
Taking a smile, all I
Won't you come and turn my lights on? Won't you come and turn my lights on? But it still hurts when I'm alone. I miss your dog, I bet he's grown. When I got drunk, you drive me home. You love it though, wonder if you know.
Happy for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for all those who've come into the acceptance that it's not up to anybody else but you to get over somebody that you've lost. And when you're ready, it will happen. Trust yourself and trust the process. I know that's a terrible cliche statement for any situation, but you know, things can hang for reasons that we don't understand until we're ready to learn the lesson. Things can hang because you have expectations or others have expectations of you. And this is where I come into my next segue into Elizabeth Lowell Bolin. Professionally, she is known as Lowell. She's from Calgary, Alberta, and she comes from this really interesting background. She's, like I said, she was from Calgary, Alberta, and in I don't remember what year it was, in 2011, I think, she went to Toronto to study music. That did not work for her. No, not clear exactly on why, but she ended up as an erotic dancer to fund her music career after dropping out of music school in Toronto. And lucky for us, it paid off because about a year later, she hung up her dancing shoes and retired her stage name of Sarah V, leaving listeners with her resonating voice and melancholy lyrics. This is her 2021 single, Bloodthirsty, written by Lowell herself and Wendy Hiltou. And this was written for a motion picture of the same name. This is Bloodthirsty.
I get the creeps from everyone's eyes on me, bloodthirsty, sipping on us like, sipping on us like, flavor of the week. I get the creeps, and everyone wants a piece. Bloodthirsty, sharpen your tongue, sinking your teeth. Bloodthirsty, sharpen your tongue, sinking your teeth. Bloodthirsty, bloodthirsty. Tabloids, get out of my head. I get the
whiskey, sipping on us like, sipping on us like, flavor of the week. I get the creeps, and everyone wants a piece. Bloodthirsty, sharpen your tongue, sink in your teeth. Bloodthirsty, sharpen your tongue, sink in your teeth. Bloodthirsty, bloodthirsty.
There's an eerie sense of expectation from that last song, and I think it is very apropos for the next one, as we're segueing into Jan Arden. Now, Jan Arden is also she identifies as queer. She's from Calgary, Alberta. And what I really like about Jan Arden is that she's been in the music scene since the 1990s, maybe even a little bit earlier. And she's never felt that she had the need to answer to anyone. And she was more on the fence of, it's none of your business. Don't ask me those kinds of questions. And that is something that I respect tremendously, because you don't have to be an open book to be living in society. I know we live in this world where there's TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and live feeds and all this stuff on YouTube. But there's nothing written in the code of conduct of humanity that says that what you do in your own home, how you feel about certain things, is public knowledge. At least that's my opinion. Now, my opinion means nothing, so please take it with a grain of salt. But what I really like about Jan Arden is she said that she considers herself to be a woman, a singer first, and then something else after. And what one thing that I remember from the 1990s, and this was 4 years before the famous Ellen came out as gay, is that she sang this song called I Want to Be Your Woman. And it was evidently a song, almost a love song to someone that she was hoping to be with. This song here that I'm introducing, though, has nothing to do with that. It's more related to expectation from the song before, Bloodthirsty. This song is entitled Not Your Little Girl from her 2018 album called These Are the Days. And it just epitomizes what I consider her to be as the badass idol that I love her for. This is Jan Arden, Not Your Little Girl.
Say what you want, but I'm not your little girl. You can stand in my path, but you're never gonna change anything that I do. No, you're never gonna change me. I am big, I am strong, I am right where I belong in the world. No, I'm not your little girl. I'm not pretty, but I'm smart, and I'm bold, and I'm brave. You never hold me down. You can push, you can shame, you can make me take the blame. It's
okay. I don't need you. I don't need you to believe me. I am cool and I'm wise and I'm larger than your life. I am bigger than the sun. Watch me running to the end of all time. I'll be fine. Watch me breaking through the finish line. You're never gonna change anything that I do. No, you're never gonna change me.
That was fantastic. Now, I chose
what
this
kind of music you want.
Oopsie, sorry. That was fantastic. Now, I chose this song specifically from a newer album because I wanted to showcase the fact that this woman has been relevant for over 30 years and is still rocking out and singing songs that have not only musical meaning, but also lyrical meaning and political meaning. I just think she's fantastic. And to boot, I don't know if you care about this, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. Her and I used to share the same hairdresser for years and years and years. And our hairdresser, she was my hairdresser for about 5 years, and she was Jane Arden's hairdresser for about 15. And at the end of her career, the hairdresser's career, she had to stop cutting hair because she became allergic to it. Can you believe it? You can actually be allergic to human hair. I did not know that. The next song on the list is by the group called The Matrix. The songs comes from their 2009 album Fantasies, and this indie rock band is from Toronto, Ontario, but originally was formed in New York in 1998. And people have claimed that this particular song is about the Beatles, but Jimmy Shaw, the guitarist, says, "No way, Jose. This song is about a plea for understanding and recognition, and to ultimately self-actuate, to be connected not only with ourselves, but with the world and the people around us," which is very apropos for Pride Month.
Get hot, get too close to the flame, wild open space, talk like an open book. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something better left unknown. We're so close to something better left unknown. I can feel it in my bones. Give me sympathy after all of this is gone. Or the Rolling Stones. Us
When talking about self-actuating and becoming and assuming and fully absorbing who you want to be in your identity, because identities do change throughout your, you know, stages in life. This next artist comes to mind. This next artist, he's funny. He's an Acadian singer from Nova Scotia. And his name is Jonah Richard Guimond, and he's known as Petit Béliveau. And this song here is called Les Bateaux dans la Baie. And what I think is really cool about this guy is because he is a trailblazer, man. He is creating his own style and his own vape, lo-fi, hip-hop, and country marriage. And it's by his own rights, he is a pioneer in this music. This is from his 2020 Greatest Hits of Volume, number one. And, you know, it epitomizes just be who you want to be, man, and enjoy life.
Nothing's changed. Yonder qui se passe sous le soleil. Mais c'est ok. Tu sais, écoute un point, c'était à boulot anyway. Day ou day. Et contre un vie près d'amour, c'est la mission. Les
Everything is okay. I like that song. I think it's really cute. If you ever take a look on the internet and look at his video from YouTube, it's fantastic. It made me laugh out loud. Not because it was funny, haha, but it was just so cute. It was a bunch of little paper marionettes going around on a boat. It was really funny. Anyway, I liked it. So, yes, it's okay. Say okay. Be who you want to be. Enjoy life. Open your heart and mind to things that are not all black and white. If I could prescribe anything to you, that would be it for the end of this session. And love yourself on Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. As I leave the house, I leave you with Biff Naked and her song Love Myself Today from her 2001 album Purge. She is fantastic. She is an activist. She is true to herself. And she is identified as queer. This is Love Myself Today. And I will see you in a couple of weeks.
A broken doll in pieces as I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool that's off a rocker, cause I let you in my heart that one last time. I had enough, made up my mind, I'm gonna get up. In a big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, cause I'm on fire, too hot to touch. In the chat room full of lovers on the line. Gonna step right up, spit shine my soul.